Moncrief on News Talk.
I believe, have we a little comedy thing that we're throwing to now, or is that one of the new inventions I was told happened? It didn't, it hasn't happened. So instead of throwing something as wonderful as that, we are now throwing instead to Barbara Scully.
Yay! And well known for her comedy.
And Declan Buckley, who provided comedy instead.
Yes.
So you think you're an adult.
Exactly, exactly.
Brilliant. You've kind of moved into comedy, though, haven't you,
well,
Barbara?
Well, I'm a comedy storyteller rather than a comedian. But yeah, I've been touring a show for the last year. The last show of this tour, which is Older, Bolder, Wiser, is happening in Greystones on Saturday. This Saturday.
The Whale.
In the Whale.
Oh,
yeah.
That's one of the great theatres.
I'm so excited. Yeah, no, yeah. Look forward. Still a few tickets left if anybody wants to come along.
Great place to play.
I'm going to be joined by a couple of friends on
and
stage.
You've got a merch
for a bit
as well.
Of crack.
Right.
And the merch I'm picking up on the
great.
Way.
Will you two be watching the match tonight? Have we any
tonight,
interest?
Tonight, yes.
Yes, you yes. are, Declan, yeah.
Yes. No, I won't.
No.
I just decided I should say I will. No, do you know what? I will, because it's very exciting. I wouldn't be like watching every match, but this is kind of one of those ones where, you know, people will be talking about it.
Yeah, this is a big one.
So, yeah.
Barbara? He said
probably,
with pleading in his voice. Barbara?
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, no, probably not really, because I find the whole country now is thinking we're going to win,
yeah.
right? And your man Troy Parrott is meant to be going to score loads of goals. And I just worry when we get to that place.
Yeah.
We always win when we're not expecting to win and when nobody really gets all excited.
We never
I think this is a recipe
win.
For disaster. We're expecting, are we not? There's a kind
no.
of a...
I think we have to have a bit of confidence and we have to go, well, maybe actually we do have a really good team.
Don't
really
get me
talented
wrong,
people.
I hope we do, but yeah. I probably won't be watching because I find it too...
It's very nerve-wracking.
Yeah. No, I probably
I live in a sports free house.
You live just, in this
I might as well speak into a vacuum half the time. It's unbelievable.
Nobody's interested.
No.
Yeah. Okay. And
awful.
Are you interested?
Hugely.
Oh,
it's
you
all
are.
I live for. Yeah.
So you clearly
this.
Turned everybody off then by
your
over egging it. Yeah.
Overzealous.
Yeah. You've turned them all off.
That's
your
very
fault.
Disappointing now.
Mm. So you'll be watching now. It on your Sweeney Todd, will
I will,
you?
Yeah.
I got to tell you.
Shouting to myself.
That's
little,
very sad.
My little green scarf.
You have a dog,
hat.
Though. Oh, no. Do
two dogs.
Up?
They're
you have
both
two
mad
dogs.
Into
well,
it.
They watch it, Richard.
Come
there
on, ref.
Right. Then you're not on your own.
On we go. Now, I find the headlines here are just, they're amazing. My boyfriend won't hold hands in public.
Wow.
I've been with my boyfriend for nearly a year now, and when we're at home or alone together, he's very affectionate. But the moment we step outside, it's like a switch flips. He won't hold my hand in public, not on walks, not in town, not even when we're out with friends. If I try to take his hand, he either pulls away gently or makes a joke out of it. I've tried bringing it up, but he brushes it off, saying he's just not into PDAs and that it doesn't mean anything about how he feels. But to me, it does mean something. It makes me feel like he's embarrassed of me and doesn't want people to see us as a couple. I don't need grand gestures, but something as simple as holding hands feels important to me. It's how I feel connected and secure. Now I find myself overthinking every time we go out together, wondering why he won't do something that seems so small. Am I overreacting, or is this as big a deal as I feel it is? How do I bring this up without sounding needy?
When I again, this is interesting because, like, at first when I read it, I thought, actually, look, what's the big deal? It's hardly a big deal if he just doesn't want to hold your hand, like, you know. It doesn't necessarily mean that he's ashamed of you or embarrassed to be seen out with you. So, like, what's the big deal? But then I thought about it and I thought, but it is really weird. Like, it is kind of odd that somebody would, you know, if you're in a relationship with somebody and everything else is working fine, affectionate wise and demonstrations of affection wise, except when he goes out the door and then he won't hold your hand. Like, that's kind of very odd. And I would really love to know why, because I think if it was me, I would be like her, and it would be increasingly annoying me as to why, when he's not giving her any logical reason as to why. I mean, saying he's not into public displays of affection, like holding hands is hardly a public display of affection. Do you know? I mean, if I could understand somebody not wanting to snog the face off her while he's out walking around or in the pub, but holding hands is different. And it does signal a kind of a, you know, a caring and an affection and a kind of minding thing in both directions. You know, saying that, you know, we're together. And so it is kind of actually, when I thought about it, I thought, yeah, no, it is important.
I find it weird.
So I would find it very odd that he's not.
You find it weird that he won't hold her hand.
I think if somebody went to reach, touch, hold my hand and I withdrew.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a weird thing to do.
I think
I'm wondering, is there something wrong with his paw? Like, has he got like eczema or very dry? Is there something
or
that is
paw.
Embarrassed? What?
It could be her paw. Yeah,
exactly.
Maybe her hand skin isn't very nice.
But I think she'd know that. But really, I'm just wondering, not. Is there a physical reason why
dog
he's...
Dog weddings are later,
I think,
lads.
It's interesting, though, that what you said, Barbara, you kind of led up to this whole declaration that holding hands isn't a public display of affection. And then suddenly you started describing all the ways why it was about affection.
Yeah.
Because personally, I will declare right now that holding hands is a public display of affection. You've described how touching... Is the writer in here has very clearly outlined how it makes her feel when publicly her affection, her need for affection isn't
returned.
Being addressed by holding hands there. As a gay person, I can tell you, I've lived my whole life where holding hands with the person I'm with has been a
dangerous.
Traumatic thing for me. Not just danger, it's because it's about inbred sensation of thinking about, like, what do other people think of me?
Right.
And so maybe this guy just has a little bit of insecurity about his own place in society. And you know, there could be loads of reasons that are to do with his own view of himself in the world, that where he's putting somebody else's opinion over the opinion of his girlfriend. That is something that he needs to work out.
Nobody judges if you're a heterosexual couple. Nobody judges about your
own. That's true. I don't think that is true. But I do think that when, you know, there is definitely in Ireland a slightly different culture about, you know, I'm thinking about being like in Spain or somewhere where there's like always some young one wrapped around her boyfriend wearing the face off. And you're kind of going, oh, that's a bit elaborate. That's a bit over the top. Whereas we're a bit like, you know, a little bit more German with our kind of emotional attitude. We're a bit like, okay, you know, only affection that's needed. There's a bit of kind of, don't use the money yourself. About it, which means that the whole thing I'm saying is that it's not just this one particular perspective, it's that there's so many different ideas floating around in there where she thinks that his reluctance to hold hands with her is about how he feels about her, when it perhaps could be about how he feels about the world he's navigating, the way that, you know, who else is there, the lads from the football team or whatever it is, some stupid dynamic that's stopping him from doing whatever.
I don't know.
Just give you some text for a second.
Yes.
With my wife for 25 years, never ever held hands, just not into it.
That person say why?
No. Not into it.
Yeah, that's not a good reason is what I'm saying. You know,
she needs to run for the hills as fast as she can, says Fiona. She needs to talk to him, doesn't she? I mean,
she needs to talk to him. Yeah, I mean, the other thing that struck me again,
because
I don't really accept what you're saying about people judging holding hands, but I was wondering then, the only other thing is, because it's only, if you're in a relationship, you don't generally hold hands when you're just the two of you together indoors. It's only when you're outside in the world. I'm wondering, is he germ-phobic or something? Is that his problem? Like, there's got to be a reason why.
Needs to talk to him, doesn't
she? I think she needs to talk to him, find out the reason
why do you think you don't hold hands indoors, but you do hold hands outdoors?
Because I think it's a public declaration to an extent, yeah. But yeah. I don't think, but
so
I think
some people
it's
don't
so
want to make that public declaration?
Why not?
Yeah,
why though?
Maybe he's just not that
do you mean he's on his way out the door?
No, I mean, that's what she's interpreting. Like, that's
find
one
that a bit hurtful.
I'm saying that.
Yeah, if I was her, I'd find that a bit hurtful and I'd be kind of going,
if there isn't a proper reason, I would be saying,
make a
listen,
joke,
mate,
if you want,
get over yourself, like
something.
You're holding hands.
I'll just give two quick ones before we go to our next one.
Yes.
For God's sake, if he doesn't want to hold hands, that's it. End of story, says Andrew in Wexford. Holding hands in public, think Declan's spot on. My husband of 10 years is not a hand holder. Absolutely no reflection on me. Reflection on his own confidence.
Okay.
And it is about confidence, and it is about how you feel about it. You know, it is, and I'm not saying that's acceptable or it's correct.
That's right.
But it is one of your own kind of issues that you're bringing to the table, and life is about working your own issues
but
through.
But I'm just wondering, if he goes, like, if he ends up having kids, whether it be with her or with somebody else, would he not hold their hands either, or would that be different?
You'd have a robot to hold their hands when they're, so that's going to be
rough.
Listen, go on to this affair.
Okay.
We have more issues. This is not the only issue.
There's always more problems here, Tom. It's just endless
5-3-1-6, but this one is my husband having an affair. I feel without reading it, the answer is yes.
Oh, that'd be a great way to do it.
Let's just go on to the next one.
Can we skip it?
No, we need to get the meat in the sandwich here now. What's going on?
My husband has suddenly started going to the gym several times a week. He's bought a whole new wardrobe and he seems far more conscious of his appearance than ever before. He's also been in unusually good form, happier, more upbeat, which I know should be a good thing, but it's adding to my unease. At first, I thought it was a positive change, but now I can't shake the feeling that something isn't right. The shift has been so sudden that I keep wondering if there's someone else. I have confided in my closest friend and she thinks it's fishy.
She thinks it's her.
Fishy. She told him not to worry. Yeah, she's also lost weight and got a new wardrobe.
Yeah.
Sorry. Part of me is even considering hiring a private investigator. Just to know the truth. But that feels like a huge step. Am I overreacting or should we take this more seriously? Well, we should probably take more seriously.
Right,
so come on.
Deck, off you go.
What
Look,
do you think?
You know, it's taking it seriously. The first thing I'll say is that jumping to, you know, a wild conclusion from the get-go says more about you than it does about his new, teeth or whatever that's going on. And then, like, you know, do you not think that hiring a private investigator is like, not something that you can de-escalate from, yes, ma'am, we followed your husband around and we found out that, you know, there's nothing going on except that he caught us and we told him that you'd hired us and, okay.
And that's
not
three
something,
and a half grand or something.
Yeah, exactly. And we're not going away on our holidays this year. I think the conversation that you've referred to in the last question is what needs to happen here is to, you know, having a conversation going, what's going on here, Brian?
I think part of the reason why we got so giddy is it's like a textbook list of the things that are, you know, red flags.
No, it's not. No,
red flag
it's not.
Or features of somebody who's gone
sudden
through
it. Change.
No, it's not. Look at now, as somebody who has recently joined the gym,
right?
I have experienced this high and good humor when you come out because I'm so pleased that I have come out and I'm still alive and that I've done whatever I was meant to do in the gym and that my face is a bit red and I feel very worthy and very happy when I come home, which is, you know, great. So that's what if you're getting, I don't know why he's in the gym.
Endorphins from exercise.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to make sure my hip and my knee works. He's probably trying to lose weight and tone up a little bit. So therefore, if that's working, then of course you want to go out and buy new clothes because they're a bit better or you might have to, but you want to show off the new bot. So I think, none of what she's told us to me is anyway evidential towards him having an affair. I mean, if she was finding receipts for weird things and he was disappearing at weird times and there was weird conversations and, you know, I don't think, and I mean, she really wanted to sort out her friend, encouraging her by telling her it's
fishy. I think that's exactly it, that I think that if there's something going on, like, you know, the patterns of kind of contradictions or lies or, you know, other stuff that just doesn't make sense rather than just somebody who
went to the gym
decided to maybe change a few habits that, you know, and improve themselves.
And feels
God
good about themselves. So you're fair enough. No, I take your point. Very good. Yeah, I'm stepping back from my red flag.
This is why I paid the big money to come in here. Do you know what I mean?
Now,
it's why,
And if he is going to gym and he is feeling good about himself, all those things make sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So once again, it's back to the same one.
But do you think that she doesn't need to say? She needs to say to him, like, you know.
And she needs to tell her friend to calm down.
I know,
Visions of the friend, you know, stirring a big pot.
She needs to step away from the private investigator.
Oh, that's disaster. As Declan said, that's not something you can de-escalate very easily. No, don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that. I don't think any of us would want a private investigator following our partners. I wouldn't like to know what you'd hear.
Unless you suspect something
really serious. No, you don't.
I think we
sorted
that ourselves.
Yeah.
And did quite well there. 5216.
She's grand. Calm down.
Over now to boyfriend wants performance review.
That's a good description.
I've been dating my new chap for about 5 weeks and things are going great. I've even introduced him to my mum already and he's gotten an elusive seal of approval from her. However, there is one thing which is giving me serious red flags. He needs a performance assessment after sex. He doesn't ask directly, but the conversation over the hours after intimacy will inevitably come back to how he performed and whether or not I am satisfied with the service, quote unquote, so to speak. I find this really off-putting because it makes him come across as very needy, lacking confidence. However, there is nothing wrong with what he is doing at all, so his anxieties in that area are genuinely unwarranted. Yet, it is the constant seeking of approval which I find tedious and infantile. I want to give him a shake and tell him to man up, but I know, I love this bit, we're supposed to let men be vulnerable nowadays, which is endlessly tiring.
Oh God.
How do I get him to stop with this carry on?
She wants to give him a shake. I want to give her a shake after this letter. I mean, this guy that she describes sounds like a lovely fella. Sounds like a nice guy. He's doing everything right. He got the seal of approval from the ma. He's apparently doing everything right in the bedroom. And all it is he's doing a kind of a quality control survey afterwards, which, you know, I can understand maybe it's a bit annoying, but I think it comes from a place of him wanting to make sure that her needs perhaps are being met, and he's being very thoughtful and generous. I would give him... Why are you grinning at me?
No, I'm just smiling.
I would give him 10 out of 10 for that. Now, I mean, the only problem to me is that if she's finding it a little... And I really take issue with her saying that it's infantile. It's not infantile. And the thing about manning up and, you know, men being vulnerable nowadays is endlessly tiring. I'd pick her up on all of that. But I would say to her, if it's annoying her that he asks her on a regular basis, just tell him, everything you're doing is perfect. It's fine. I'm very happy. And I will let you know if I want anything changed or corrected. But if I don't let you know, consider you're doing brilliant and fair play to you and you're lovely.
And after only 5 weeks to get that kind of feedback.
But stop using that horrible language. And I mean, I'm the first one, but stop using that horrible language towards him.
I think there's a difference between vulnerability and being needy though as well. Like, you know, if somebody is being, and it's the way that she's framing it up until the bit where she started being kind of stupid about men being vulnerable. That whole bit was like, that made me want to
smack her.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't smack her, but I definitely give her a shady look. But the bit before that, you know, I was going, is this her interpreting somebody being needy, or is this somebody being, as you say, just kind of being nice and kind of literally being kind of customer service orientated?
Yeah, exactly.
So from that point of view, I kind of look, if it is customer service orientated, fair play to them, but I still, that can also be awkward. Yeah. It's like somebody coming over to your table when you're having a restaurant every 5 minutes saying, can I get you anything? You know, you're grand. I'll let you know if I want anything. Yeah. So your advice there is correct. However, if it is coming from a kind of a needy place, I think that's going to be something that she'd have to be a bit wary of to kind, you know,
to
shut that down.
It is, though. I think that's her interpretation of it. To me, if he is doing everything right, it's not like she said, oh, well, initially he didn't know what he was doing and had to fix things and tell him things. Then he might be a bit needy because she'd undermined him. But it sounds like this guy knows what he's doing. He's delivering the goods. She's quite happy with that. So I don't think it's coming from a place that's needy. I think, again, he is a new man who wants to make sure that the woman he's with is satisfied and happy. And I think that's good. He's slightly over-egged it, but like, you know.
But there is a way to kind of
tell him to stop asking
that and particular just, feedback loop from happening.
That's all she needs to do. But don't do it by telling him to man up and not be infantile and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I don't know if she's actually said that to him. She hasn't actually said
it. She better not have. But I mean, the fact that she's stuck it in the letter.
I would say it's quite hard. You know, the difference in 20 years, you know, when men wouldn't have expressed 20 years ago any interest whatsoever and would have been described as insensitive brutes.
Yeah.
You know,
they just wanted to know you were away.
A man makes a few, you know, how are things? This all working?
Yeah.
And he's, you know, infantile.
I think that's fab.
There's no, a man can't win.
I do think, though, that this is about, you know, every relationship is individual. And with this particular woman is looking for might not be the same kind of let's call it servicing or attention to detail that somebody else is looking for. So in this instance, I think as long as she's not being stupid, she's entitled to kind of want the whole scenario to be the way that she was, which leads back to what your advice was, Barbara, about saying something along the lines of, well, you know, thank you for asking, but you know, you've asked enough, and I will let you know
you're
if there's
doing
any
great
issue. Thank you very much.
Well, listeners have thoughts on this. They'd have a lot of experience. I'm sure a lot of the people listening to this have dealt with similar issues in their own lives. You're doing great there, Joe. Maybe you should put a suggestion box at the end of the bed.
Or how about an online survey? She sends her an email afterwards.
QR code that leads on to an online.
Exactly,
this is an ick. Plenty of nice things to say about him, but post-coital, post-mortem, that's awful. It's an ick and it's the end.
Is that from a man or woman?
It doesn't say.
I think there is a bit of, like, you know, lighting up a cigarette and going, how was that for you, babe? Kind of, that is a bit, you know, it's a bit... Shut up now. You know, there doesn't need to be a kind of theorizing of the practice.
To shut down. Like, I mean,
well, apparently she's trying and she's not finding a way.
I don't think she is at all.
Yeah, but there is a way. You've already pointed out.
It's a hard place for a man to be these days. You know, it's Marion Keyes and the old...
Stop being vulnerable, Tom.
It's the feathery strokers thing. The Marion Keyes feathery strokers thing.
Pardon,
you know,
what?
John, you know, Marion Keyes, the feathery strokers. It's a man who, you know, just rather than maybe she wants a bit of, you know.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yeah, broken headboard, as Marion describes it.
Oh, right, okay.
He wants to, you know, light candles and have incense burning and have a massage.
All you need to do is give him permission for the, I'd say he'd be well up for that. But he just needs permission. He needs her to take the initiative if that's what she wants. But I mean, in my experience, most women want like variety. Sometimes that's sometimes feathery, whatever you called it.
Feathery stroker.
Yeah, that sounds a bit rude, but yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, no, yeah, it does describe it. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's like when you go to get a massage, you know, and you go to a spa.
Do you want it hard or do you want it soft?
Yeah, you get a feathery stroker and it's awful.
One of the listeners says, it sounds like she's writing Alan Partridge.
Some people might find Alan Partridge very attractive.
I don't know many.
I don't think so.
No. No, I don't know many. Holy moly. Keep them coming. 53106. That's the standard we need. All right. So we'll see how they get on. I don't know. They're only 5 weeks in. He's met the mother. She's given him, you know, thumbs up. Well, you've no real problems going on there now. Right then. This one, I feel like an ATM. And this isn't even a parent sending this in. I'm a lad in my late 20s and I've been seeing a lovely girl now for about 3 months. Since we started dating, I've been paying for pretty much everything. Dinners, drinks, activities, you name it. At first, I didn't mind. I actually like treating someone I'm seeing. But as time has gone on, I've noticed she almost never offers to pay or even split the bill. It's just kind of expected that I will cover it. Personally, I think things should be more balanced, not down to the cent, but roughly 50-50 over time. After all, she has a decent job, as do I. I'd still happily treat her on special occasions like her birthday or Valentine's Day, but her regular dates, I don't think it's unreasonable to share the cost. I recently tried to bring this up gently, but it didn't go well at all. She got really upset, started crying, and said I made her feel like she wasn't worth it. That honestly wasn't my intention. It's not about the money so much as the principle and feeling like we're both equally invested. Now I feel stuck. I don't want to hurt her or come across as stingy. But also, I don't want to keep footing the bill for everything indefinitely. It makes me feel resentful, which I know isn't healthy this early on. Am I being unreasonable? And how do I even approach this again without it turning into another emotional blow-up?
Holy moly. God.
I think this is from the last fella. Do you know?
How do you think, Kaz?
Yeah, because he's very nice.
He's so nice.
Are there two nice men in our mailbox this week?
Oh, there you go.
Really could nice.
You say he's nice it? Because he's willing to go along with his unreasonable young lady's demands.
The firm was checking that she was all right and she was happy with the service. And I think it's the same fella who's paying for everything.
I think this one is more indicative of, like, you know, men not knowing what in the hell way to be in the world. Because, like, for her to turn around and start crying because he's suggesting that, you know, which is like a very, very reasonable thing to do in the modern kind of equality world to kind of suggest that. I didn't mind cheating you, you know, up to now, but surely there's a time when you're going to put your magic hand pocket, into your own handbag and, you know, contribute in some way. And for her to cry and go, "Oh, I'm worth it," is a kind of a it's a throwback to a kind of a worldview that I think is very patriarchal and stupid, and it should be well gone. And from that point of view, I think first off, he's coming at it completely reasonable. I think he is right here. But what he wants to do is handle the situation going forward so that it doesn't become like a stupid row, you know, because maybe it turn out that her perspective and her worldview is just incompatible with his worldview.
I find it very hard to believe in this day and age that there is a young woman out there who thinks that this is fair. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think it's about being fair, Barbara. I think this is about a young woman who can see a way in which she can get both sides of her crumpet.
She can have
buttered.
Her take and eat it, yeah. Although the other thing which always, you know, because I know we've said it on this slot before, I think meanness is one of the worst traits in somebody. Somebody who's stingy and not willing to spend any money. And I would suspect that.
But if you're the kind of person who thinks like that, it would probably be very easy to trigger you into thinking that you're being mean in a situation. When in fact, what needs to happen is that there's a kind of an abstract idea of what is fair. And in this instance, I think her not contributing in any way is just is patently unfair.
Nobody in this day and age could think that you're going out with somebody and he is paying, or she, that one of you is paying all the time.
Like, but what if you think you're really worth it?
Nonsense.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Nonsense.
She's
if I was
him, game.
My advice would be like,
dump him.
Few people are saying that. 3 months paying for everything, red flag.
That's a classic, isn't it? It's a classic one where somebody works their way through a whole load of guys just getting nights
everything
out. And,
paid
you know.
For, yeah.
And it's also this validation. It's kind of, it's like the neediness in the last thing. Yeah. There's a kind of a neediness there to go, I'm going to get my validation from you as a partner. Not because it's an emotional kind of reciprocated thing. It's because you're paying for me to feel good. And that's stupid. And it's unsustainable.
There's no romantic way to talk about money, is there? That's just, it's a real, that's why you have to be upfront.
I mean, you have to be pragmatic. Yeah. Even in a romantic relationship. Like, I mean, he has to say, listen, Mary, I can't afford to keep paying every time we go out. Do you know?
Yeah.
So like, you know, it's only fair that we do 50-50. And if you're interested in that, fine. And if you're not, good luck, I'm off.
Right.
End story.
And say it up first, going, so what do you want to do tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, fine. As long as we split it.
We split it because I, you know, I can't keep affording this.
What do you think of that whole, her exploding, getting emotional and stuff?
That's emotional blackmail.
I mean, that's what I was thinking.
That's a performance as far as I'm concerned. And it's again, it's kind of shocking to think that that still exists at this day and age.
I do think that people, you know, lean into that.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the people who want, they want everything to be equal except when the old system kind of gave them some privilege as well. So they want the privileges of the old system, but they also want the equality of the new system. And you can't have it both ways.
The old system's still around. There's a text there saying, I dated a woman whose father and three older brothers footed the bill for everything for her. There was no way I could have asked her to put her hand in her pocket. She expected a certain standard which had been set by all of the men in her life.
And, and those people can find each other if they want, but if you're not in that particular mindset, then that person unfortunately is not compatible with you, is the way I...
And I mean, you'd have to wonder if a woman like this or a woman like that ended up in a job where she was doing the same job as a male colleague, but the male colleague was being paid more because he has to pay for his girlfriend every time they go out and she gets it all for free. Would she think that was fair? Because it's exactly the same.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same.
Well, my feeling though is that woman wouldn't want to be out getting a job anyway because it's much easier to have somebody pay for you to get your nails done.
On the old kind of, like, it's from a more romantic age. Des and Gory saying, I've been in a restaurant in the south of France and the menu presented to the ladies in a mixed couple are unpriced as it's assumed the man will pay. That's a lovely romantic view of the world. You know? You would have thought it died out about 100 years
I mean, that's like an interesting point. And again, I know that when we go out for dinner, you'll still find that if you ask for the bill is presented to the man at the table rather than the woman.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, I know that's true, but I also, I don't think that that's correct.
No, it's not correct. You know, I'm saying that.
And it also doesn't necessarily reflect the reality of who the breadwinner is in the relationship.
Yeah.
And, you know, because if it's like, oh, here I am looking at Madonna and her
29-year-old
boyfriend.
But I've often called for the bill if the two of us are out and it gets put down in front of him.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's irrelevant. You see, we don't
that's
make a
just
deal out of it.
Though.
Yeah, but we're like, it's coming out the same pot anyway. So it doesn't matter who they give the bill to, me or him. It's the same. It's the same account as
but
paying
it speaks
for it.
Volumes, doesn't it?
But it does speak volumes. Yeah.
If they ever move in together, he'll be paying all the bills. You need to sort this out.
Yeah,
the poor lad needs to move on. That type of personality, that trait, meanness and manipulation is inbuilt. It won't change.
The women haven't come out well from today's segment at all. I'm mortified.
Just keep suggesting dates that don't cost money, like hikes and walks and movies in, swimming, hiking. See if she's still interested.
Sea swimming. Yeah, that's a good
sea
one.
Sea swimming.
Oh, God.
This is the result of princess syndrome. Her parents probably raised her to behave like a princess.
Well, they deserve a smack then as well.
Hard to shake that, though, if that's what she's been brought up to believe.
But she lives in the real world. She's an adult. You can't blame your parents if they did treat you like a princess.
If you've been raised,
but you're in the world. You're not an idiot, like, unless you're an idiot.
You're going to get whatever you're worth.
Yeah.
And then you don't get whatever you're worth. The real world economics is telling you that the price you set is incorrect.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, keep your texts coming. We've hopefully got these people sorted out by 4.
They're all sorted
I'd
now.
Like to see. Do you think they're all sorted?
They'll
be happy
now.
Enough.
Yeah,
you know. So
they're all
going to
live happy ever.
Her.
He needs to leave her. Your woman with the fella who wants the reviews after sex, she needs to stop and just camp.
Yeah, say the review is over, carry on.
Yeah, carry on. You're doing great. Yeah. I'll let you know if
you've
there's a problem. We're all done.
Permanent
don't
position,
be getting the
in.
Private investigator.
Yes.
I can't remember the first one.
Don't do that, whatever you
don't
do.
Be doing
don't
that,
do the private investigator.
No.
Fabulous stuff.
Great.
Barbara in, of course, The Whale, isn't it?
The Whale on Saturday night.
Yeah. The very best
crack.
Of luck with that.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.